The coach is on the road at Wrigley Field, taking you once again behind the scenes on what it's like being a major league ball player. And I ran across the man for the Cubs. I'm going to let him introduce himself to my audience.
Mike Tauchman, outfield for the Cubs.
So what's this big league experience like for you?
I mean, it's great, you know. I mean, it's something that, you know, I've worked a long time for, worked hard a long time for. I think everybody in this room, you know, it's when you're a kid playing a little league, you dream about being in the big leagues. Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I used to coach college baseball, Scott 5, Major League 2. Every kid dreams, as you said, being in the big leagues. But they think you guys get drafted, you're in the big leagues tomorrow. They don't understand the dues you guys got to pay.
Yeah, I mean, you know, I think that, you know, getting drafted, that's a step. You know, that's a step. And then there's a lot more steps. And the best players I've always been around, you know, no matter how good they are, no matter, you know, what they've achieved, they're always looking to get better. So, you know, getting drafted is just, it gets you in the door, but there's a lot more work to be done.
And, you know, playing for the Cubs, realistically, Cubs, Dodgers, Yankees, America's team. So, I mean, what is it like being a member of the Chicago Cubs organization?
I mean, it's great. You know, grew up about 25 miles from here. So, you know, this is the team I watched when I was a kid. This is the team that I rooted for when I was a kid. So to be able to, you know, be here and put on the uniform, it's special.
Okay, now you're stepping on my next line. You're supposed to go with you. So, I mean, okay, since you done let the cat out the bag, yeah. Now you're a local kid, Peloton, yeah. Hometown hero.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know about that, but, yeah, I mean, a lot of memories, you know, watching Cubs games with my friends and family and, you know, coming to games as a kid. So, you know, it's put on the big league uniform special. It's a little more special here.
Mm-hmm. You know, I just coached Legion ball. We used to go through and play Peloton, Arlington Heights, and Legion ball. So I'm in good baseball up there too now.
Oh yeah, I played there. I played American Legion for a couple years, and yeah, it was pretty good in our little area.
Okay.
It's pretty good competition.
So I mean, yeah, you went on to school, right? You stayed local in school and went to Bradley University.
Yeah. Went to Bradley University. My mom went there,
mm-hmm.
You know, when I visited, I really liked, you know, the facilities that they had. Felt like it was a good opportunity for me to, you know, play and play early. And, you know, obviously made the right decision because, you know, it was part of the journey to get here.
And, you know, when I coached college ball, a lot of my guys thought they majored in baseball. So what did you major in?
I majored in business administration. I graduated, got my degree. Yeah, I mean, baseball's a huge time commitment, but, you know, you got to take care of stuff in the classroom, too. So, tried to do my best at that.
So, what was college like? Baseball.
College baseball's, I mean, it's a great opportunity to get better, you know. I think one of the coolest things that was available for me in college was, you know, I was able to get into, you know, the cages whenever I wanted to. I had access to the weight room whenever I wanted to. So, you know, sometimes you're a little bit handcuffed by the amount of time that you can have as a team. But, you know, there's always opportunity. You're living on your own. So, you know, if you have free time, you're able to go get some work in or able to go, you know, just get better, you know, just get better.
And they say playing here in the Midwest that your real baseball season don't start till the summer season with the weather.
Yeah, I mean, you know, I think that that's true. You know, growing up, I played all the sports, so which I, you know, I think was good for my, you know, a lot of athletic development and also just, you know, what it different lessons on working hard and teamwork and being part of a team and stuff like that. So yeah, I mean, baseball's in the summertime, but you know, you can there's still things you can do to prepare. There's still work that can be done in the wintertime. You just got to get creative, and you got to want to.
So wait a minute. You played all the sports. So you all my words think you was an athlete, huh?
Me? I was okay. I was an okay football player. I played basketball just with my friends, but I could play a little bit. I'm not very good. Not a very good shooter, but, you know, tried my best.
You wouldn't go take on Michael Jordan?
Oh, No. No.
All right, last couple questions. I mean, that quest to get to the big leagues. I mean, when you finally got here, you walked in this locker room for the very first time, or in the major league locker room, saw your uniform hanging up. What was that feeling like?
I mean, it was special. When I got called up for the first time, the team was in San Francisco. So, I vividly remember I did not get a lot of sleep that night and, got to the ballpark early and being able to see, the uniform and being able to, get out there just on the field early and, was able to share that with my wife and my dad. They flew out to San Francisco, so they were both there. And it just makes you think of the journey. It makes you think of, when you're a big leaguer, that's something that nobody can take away from you. That's something that, like, no matter what happens, it's like you got there, and getting there is really hard. Staying is hard, but getting there is hard.
Did you cry?
Not at the field, but at home, by yourself, when I, because it was after an extra inning game, so it was real late at night when our manager in AAA told me that I was getting called up, and it was more getting to share the news with, like, the special people in my life that was emotional.
The wife cry?
Oh, yeah.
Mama cry?
Yeah.
I knew somebody cried.
Everybody cried.
And see, we got something in common. We share the same name, Mike and Mike.
Yeah, there you go.
Oh, see, we brothers. Athletes. Coach with the man. Appreciate it.
Yeah, thanks.
Thanks a lot.
Yeah.